Well, thank you, Kim, and good afternoon and good morning to some of you from FranNet. This is Josh Tittler coming to you from our new home office in Detroit, Michigan, and I would like to welcome you to Getting to Know Martinizing Dry Cleaning. Again, I'd like to thank Kim and Jana and Todd and everybody at FranNet. There's a good chance you've heard the name martinizing before, and I want you to know that what you're about to see is different. We're under new ownership. We've revolutionized the model, and we think you're going to be really excited about the all-new martinizing dry cleaning. And ladies and gentlemen, the sky is the limit when it comes to the future of martinizing dry cleaning. Here's a summary of what we'll cover today. Why you should show martinizing to your prospects, the new parent company, and the all-new revolutionary business model, the benefits and the big returns martinizing can give your prospect and you. And then we'll go through all the numbers and the specifics so you know exactly how we can start working together. And we'll begin with this question. Out of all the franchises in your inventory, why should you show martinizing dry cleaning to your prospects? Why should you shine the light on martinizing? Well, number one, it's a business that offers the opportunity to build tremendous wealth through multiple locations. Plus, it's a retail brick-and-mortar business and a service business, a combination of B2B and B2C. We are the biggest and best-known brand in a large category, and we have a huge home office team to help our owners grow and thrive. And this is a recurring revenue model, and who doesn't love repeat business? There are five businesses combined in the new martinizing opportunity under a dynamic hub-and-spoke model. There's more ways to earn revenue and more ways to differentiate. Plus, it's a lifestyle business with family-friendly hours. So let's take a deeper look at these. And we'll start with our new parent company. The foundation for the new martinizing dry cleaning is the Huntington Company, based in Berkeley, Michigan, and Metro Detroit. The Huntington Company is a privately held conglomerate of companies and franchises in the textile industry. You see our sibling concepts on the screen here. With over 800 locations and $150 million in revenue, the Huntington Company is the largest textile franchisor in the world. And at the helm of this growth-focused company is Wayne Wodeika, the CEO of Martinizing and the founder of the Huntington Company. Wayne's a nationally recognized entrepreneur and a leading authority in the dry cleaning, textile restoration, and franchise industries, and he's the visionary that has built the Huntington Company empire. One of the things Wayne's known for is that he has a knack for transforming companies into highly successful category leaders. And then a name and face you very well may be familiar with is Greg Long, our COO of Martinizing. Greg is a very well-respected, proven leader with more than 30 years of franchising leadership expertise, having led brands like Z-Bart, Collision on Wheels, Zoop, Molly Maid, Dryer Vent Wizard, Roosters, and many more, as you see here on the screen. With his experience launching, developing, and leading successful brands and multi-unit concepts, Greg is the ideal leader to grow Martinizing. And then at the helm of franchise development are also a couple of names and faces you very well may recognize. Steve Lackness and I have spent 7 years helping build franchise companies like Ducks and Hood, service brands international companies like Molly Maid, Mr. Handyman, and Protect Painters, as well as franchises like Electronic Restoration Services and Seniors Helping Seniors. The opportunity to work with the Huntington Company was just too good to pass up, and Steve and I are very excited to be a part of the Martinizing Dry Cleaning opportunity.
Thanks, Josh. As you folks learn about the opportunity, let's go through the industry and get a better feel for it from a higher level. The dry cleaning and laundry industry is a huge needs-based industry. The industry grows and thrives today because every person wears clothing and has textiles that need to be cleaned. The business is needs-based business, recession-resistant, because guess what? Regardless of who the president is or what the stock market did that day, we find that our customers still need their items cleaned. It's a $10 billion industry, and it's withstood the test of time. Dry cleaning has been ranked number 4 in the past by the top 10 producing businesses USA Today. And imagine this. We're the 800-pound gorilla in the industry, and there's really no second-place player out there. The industry is ours to dominate. You know, some people ask me when I talk about martinizing, dry cleaning a shrinking industry? And, you know, I thought people don't wear dry clean clothes as often. The answer to that is no, it's not a shrinking industry because customers use martinizing for more than just dry cleaning. They use them for shirts, textiles, wash and fold, and many more tasks and items as such. If you take a closer look at the industry on the chart above, you're going to see that there is year-over-year growth. This industry continues to grow in each region. The statistics on the screen came to us through American Dry Cleaner magazine. Customers are spending more on cleaning, and they need an alternative to those traditional competitors out there. Our traditional competitors are often poorly branded, poorly operated, unprofessional, and really not very customer service oriented. And if you look at the next screenshot, the growth continues out there. In the second quarter, dry cleaning revenues in the U.S. were up in every region again this year. Again, this is a sign that the industry is growing and the demand is growing. Customers are still looking for that alternative. And just a couple weeks ago, the American Dry Cleaner magazine released that profits in the dry cleaning industry are up in every region as well for the first half of this year. And at this point, Josh will take you through some of our rich history of the company.
Well, now that you have a better understanding of the industry, let's take a deeper look at the history and the business model of Martinizing dry cleaning. The concept of Martinizing was pioneered by Henry Martin, a chemist from New York. You see, before 1949, dry cleaning services were done with solvents that were highly flammable. Dry cleaning plants had to be located miles from the drop stores where customers dropped off their garments. That is, until Henry Martin discovered a non-flammable solvent. The less dangerous solvents allowed Martin to open small cleaning plants within city limits, beginning with the one in New York in 1949. This process was called Martinizing. Martin's business was then acquired by the American Laundry Machinery Company of Cincinnati, an equipment company, not a franchisor. They changed the name to Martin Equipment Division, then changed it again to Martin Equipment Sales, before finally settling on Martinizing. Martinizing became a household name in the 1950s and 1960s, and Martinizing is still the iconic brand in dry cleaning. Today, Martinizing has evolved and become innovative. This is not your grandparents' dry cleaning store. Martinizing has expanded and evolved to feature beautiful, professionally constructed stores, the best equipment that produces more output, environmentally friendly green cleaning agents, technology that today's consumers crave and demand, and more ways to earn revenue than ever. And that's what we're going to explore right now.
Today, the Huntington Company has revolutionized the dry cleaning industry by combining five businesses into one model, the new Martinizing business model. You start your business by launching with the traditional retail location. However, now only with Martinizing, you'll also be able to build your business with residential and commercial dry cleaning delivery routes, pick up and drop off dry cleaning lockers located in various places around your community, and our newest addition, on-demand services where consumers can utilize their app on their iPhone or smartphone to schedule dry clean, pick up, and drop off whenever and wherever they need it. I don't know of many companies offering five businesses under one model, and there's no better company to provide the fuel to make this five-part engine go like the Huntington Company. I'll explain as we take a look at the different service offerings. The most important part of the hub and spoke model is the retail store. This is really where it all begins. There's really two types of stores. The first store is a plant, which is traditional dry cleaning store. Plants are typically about 2,200 square feet, with 1,800 being the smallest and 2,500 being about the largest. There is a counter in front and cleaning machines in the back, and the customers simply drop off and pick up their clothing here, and all the actual cleaning takes place in the back of the plant. Then there's the drop store, which is just simply a storefront. It's usually much smaller than a plant. There's no cleaning equipment in a drop store. It's simply a place for customers to drop off and pick up their items. The advantage of having a drop store is that they're a little smaller, so they cost less, and your prospect can occupy a really good end of town. So think of it this way. When your prospect invests in a three-pack with Martinizing, their first location is always a plant. The other two locations can be drop stores, which save money up front investment, but still provide for a great return and allow for other services.
So next, we'll add two more spokes to the model, residential and commercial delivery routes. And all the clothing that we collect from our routes get cleaned at a plant store. Dry cleaning delivery routes became a game changer in the dry cleaning industry about 10 to 15 years ago, and it makes a huge impact on your prospect's Martinizing business. The Huntington Company leads the industry in dry cleaning delivery routes because of our acquisition of 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, which does residential pickup and delivery, in 2012. In 2014, we acquired another franchise called Pressed for Time, which does commercial pickup and delivery. Our expertise in delivery routes means more opportunities to grow revenue for all Martinizing owners, including your prospects. And 1-800-DRY-CLEAN and Pressed for Time are now rolled under one umbrella, under Martinizing. And to give you a very brief idea of how it works, residential delivery routes are very simple. A Martinizing driver goes to a customer's home, collects a bag of clothing that needs to be cleaned. We pick up the clothes, we take them to the store, and then we clean them. And then we deliver the clothes back to the customer and pick up a new bag of clothing that needs to be cleaned. It's quick, it's easy, it's seamless for the customer, and our owners are reaching customers that they wouldn't be able to reach with just an ordinary store location.
The next two spokes are exciting because they utilize state-of-the-art technology. The first is the dry cleaning lockers utilizing our BusyBox technology. Dry cleaning lockers are another way to reach customers we wouldn't be able to reach with just an ordinary store location. Huntington Company has patented technology on dry cleaning lockers, and the impact lockers have on revenue can be tremendous. This spoke focuses highly on millennials out there. The way it works is a Martinizing franchise owner negotiates to put a set of lockers in a commercial building or a multi-unit housing facility. Customers can put their clothes in a locker at any time. By using their smartphone, they can download the app, place the order for cleaning, and simply walk away. Their clothes are locked and secured in the locker. Every day, we utilize patented state-of-the-art technology to open the lockers, collect the clothes that need to be cleaned, and drop off the clothes that have been cleaned. The app also tells us when dirty clothes are ready to be picked up. The app tells the customers when clean clothes have been delivered and what locker they're in. The great thing is that the app also utilizes the customer's credit card for simple, easy payment. It's incredible technology. It's increasingly popular with customers who are millennials between the ages of like 20 and 34, and it changes the dry cleaning industry, and it's all part of the Martinizing system.
And the final spoke is the Martinizing on-demand services powered by our Drive app. This is an app that customers utilize on their iPhone or their mobile device to schedule a pickup of the laundry that they need cleaned anywhere when it's convenient for the customer. You all heard of the app called Uber, where you can schedule transportation pickup anywhere at any time. Drive is the Uber of dry cleaning. You see, the customer schedules the pickup and the delivery wherever they'll be, whenever it's convenient for them. The app also charges the customer's credit card for a quick and seamless transaction. Martinizing is a technology-driven company, and this latest technology puts your prospects ahead of anyone who may be a competitor. And we do more than just dry cleaning shirts and pants. On the screen, you'll see just 16 of our services. These 16 services are streams of revenue for your prospect. One of the new services that's gaining more and more popularity by the day, that's wash and fold services, where we simply do laundry for our customers. It's very popular with our customers who are millennials. At Martinizing Dry Cleaning, we are a technology-driven company, and we're servicing more customers than we ever have with just a traditional store. Now let's take a closer look at the benefits of a Martinizing business for your prospects. First, let's take a look at The Prophet. And no, we're not talking about Marcus Lemonis from the hit TV show The Prophet. Martinizing businesses usually run at about a 50% gross margin and about a 20% net margin, with average sales of our partner advisory council being over $2 million. And one thing to make a note of, when the monthly overhead is covered, a lot of your prospects' revenue flows to the bottom line, and our owners validate that. That's what makes this business model with all revenue streams so attractive. We find as many ways as we can to get customers, we do their cleaning, we earn the revenue, because so much of it flows through to the bottom line. One of the great things about the Martinizing model that our owners and prospects love is that it's recurring revenue. Who doesn't love repeat business? When we acquired Martinizing less than a year ago, we invested a lot of money in surveys and studies of our customers and of dry cleaning customers in general. In one of the studies that was conducted, Martinizing was compared to national and local competitors. In that study, we learned that almost half of our customers utilize Martinizing at least once a week for dry cleaning. The study showed that other dry cleaners can only say about 12% of their customers utilize their services for dry cleaning at least once a week. And the study also showed that half of our customers have been using Martinizing for at least 6 years. However, other dry cleaners can only say about a third of their customers have been with them for 6 years. This really shows how strong the Martinizing brand is, how great our quality and customer service is, and the value in our recurring revenue hub and spoke model. And to make all this happen, your prospects are going to need a couple of things, the first of which is a territory. And with Martinizing, they'll receive an exclusive territory, which is a mile and a half radius around their store. What's great about the Martinizing model is that delivery routes, lockers, and on-demand services can attract customers from outside the territory. And that's okay. Our franchise owners can service customers outside their territory. To give you an example of what I'm talking about, I live near Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a town of 100,000 people. We have 3 Martinizing stores in Ann Arbor, and we should have 5. Again, this just gives you an idea of how many Martinizings we can put into a market. And the second thing they'll need is a helping hand from the home office. Another great thing for your prospects is that the Huntington Company has been in franchising for 15 years. Our home office team of more than 30 people assists with grand opening, market analysis, real estate site selection, and lease negotiation, as well as digital marketing strategies, day-to-day support, and whatever else our owners need. We give all this support because we know that owning a business is hard work, and Martinizing offers a lot to your prospects beyond support and financial reward. Martinizing is a lifestyle business, offering the opportunity to have work-life balance. Our businesses operate under family-friendly hours where the prospect can enjoy evenings, weekends, and vacations. And one of the biggest reasons is because managers can be put in place to run this business. And all of these reasons are just part of why we are the largest franchise in the dry cleaning industry and have been for decades. Martinizing has over 400 locations worldwide, and the best is yet to come. So let's talk about how we'll work together and find the right prospects to do as many deals as possible. Steve will go through this with you.
Great. Hopefully by now you're feeling a little more comfortable about our business model. And what I'd like to do is take you through the financial specifics that your candidate will get to do for Martinizing. The franchise fee for a one-pack is $69.5, a two-pack is $84.5, and a three-pack is $99.5. You see a simple pattern here that for just $15,000 additional, you can pick up another opportunity. And we will do larger packs as well with following the same order. The key is to remember that additional locations don't have to be full-scale plants. They can be those drop stores that I mentioned earlier. When it comes to net worth, we're looking for a minimum net worth of $500,000. And when it comes to liquid capital, we want a candidate to have access to at least $100,000 in liquid. The total investment is usually between $400,000 and $600,000. And here's something important to note. The equipment is usually very financeable. Very few people, if any, are paying cash for the equipment, so the investment is pretty affordable. We will work with your candidates and the consultants to put them in touch with great companies to be able to help get them the financing they need. And the other point is this, keep in mind that for veterans out there, we do participate in VetFran, so we offer a $5,000 discount. As it relates to your commissions, we do offer $35,000 for the one-pack, we offer $40,000 for a two-pack, and we offer $50,000 for a three-pack. It's probably important to you to know what type of candidates to send to us at Martinizing. We're looking for people who have managed time, managed money, and managed people. Project management experience is helpful as well, and if they've grown a business before or launched their own business, even better yet. We want them to be business development-oriented, forward thinkers. We don't want them to get caught up in the day-to-day minutiae of dry cleaning. They can become too hands-on. That's not what we're after. We're not looking for people to run the production plant in the back. We're looking for them to grow it in the front. We look for people who are customer service-oriented and who will build customer service-oriented teams. That's really important to us. The role of the owner at Martinizing is to develop and execute the marketing plan to grow their business. Remember, we want those growth-oriented minded folks. They'll hire and train the staff and management. Of course, when it comes to the day-to-day operations, the owners will ensure that the team does provide that legendary customer service that we're known for at Martinizing. And we want our owners to actively expand and grow their revenue streams. Again, we're seeking those growth-minded prospects. We want our owners to be involved in the business, especially in the beginning. When considering semi-absentee ownership, if your candidate has a partner who has skin in the game or a family member who's vested, the semi-absentee might be a great option. As far as the process and how it works, you might be wondering about that. We do have a wonderful, very simple, streamlined process that we'll take the candidates through. Because of our virtual brochure and our experience that we've had in the past, we usually get deals done in about 4 to 6 weeks. A great example of that is Diana Trounzen sent me a territory check about 5 weeks ago, and about 4 weeks ago she sent me a candidate. And it looks like we are going to close our first deal with Frannet this week. And by the time the agreements come in, we'll be right at about 5 weeks. So we're right on track with that, and we're excited that that's the case. So this is the way it works. When we launch the introductory to your candidate, we'll start with an introductory webinar. Next, we'll have a conversation where we'll all get to know each other better. And we'll ask your prospects some questions and answer their questions that they might have. Then we'll take them through our process, and they'll learn about marketing and technology. After that, they'll learn about how marketizing, training, and franchise services works. And, of course, we'll review the FDD. Then comes the validation, and then we'll also set up a call for your prospect to talk with Greg for a leadership call. Finally is a meet the team day. And that's a confirmation step for us and the final step before they become a franchisee. Josh and I's contact information has been uploaded into your system. You'll be able to quickly get our email address or phone number right from there. For territory checks, you can use our email address, which is territory@thinkhuntington.com. And for new leads, you simply send them to newlead@thinkhuntington.com. So I got to tell you, folks, we're really excited about the future of Martinizing dry cleaning. In summary, it is a multi-unit opportunity that is both retail and service-oriented. Dry cleaning is in a strong category, and we are the leading brand in the industry, and there's a great home office team to help support the owners. Martinizing is a reoccurring revenue model, and, hey, who doesn't love repeat business? And then the key is there are five businesses under one dynamic hub-and-spoke business model. No one else is doing it. And don't forget, last but not least, it is a lifestyle business with family-friendly hours that can be run by a manager if appropriate. With all that said, the three of us would love to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, give me 1 second, guys, and I'll unmute all the lines.
The conference has been unmuted.
Do we have any questions for Josh or Steve?
This is Stacy in Denver. I've got a question. Martinizing, when we worked before, you were always kind of known as sort of the high-end dry cleaner. Is that still the case, or from a price standpoint, do you compete with kind of the average, you know, independent on the corner?
Hi, Stacy. It's Greg. How are you?
Hey, good, Greg. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. It was nice to see you at the meeting. You know, Martinizing isn't the position as the high end dry cleaner anymore, but we're also not middle of the road. We're kind of in between the middle of the road and the high end. We're not a discounter, and we're not the high end, just short of that.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
Hey guys, I've got a question. This is Elise Phillips in San Jose, California. I really like the multiple revenue stream possibility. Question is, you know, in order to build out those locker locations, are you looking for the owner view that sales, or is the model to eventually hire a salesperson to, you know, negotiate more locker locations, or kind of what's the model for that?
You know, it's the model is for the owner to really get started, because it's not complicated or intense sales. Working with property managers, it's you're adding an amenity. There's no cost to the property manager or the property to do it. It's pretty simple. It's more relationship selling than anything else. But in very short order, once a few buildings are up and running with lockers and on demand, it definitely moves a lot more efficiently if there's a dedicated sales effort. So we transition the owner out and transition and help them find the right salesperson in. Since it's not a very sophisticated sale, it's not a very expensive hire either. So there's a process and a plan for it, but it starts with the owner and transitions out pretty quick.
And one of the things that's great about that, too, I'll just add this. Time-wise, we just happened to have our national convention this weekend, and we had a couple folks up on the stage talking about how easy it is to do the sale that Greg mentioned. And we had two franchisees that have been some of our most successful folks with the lockers say to a full audience, neither one of them have never, ever been told no by the buildings that they went into. So, again, it's a pretty easy sell.
Great. Thanks.
Hey, this is Julie Tonice in Atlanta. I've got a question. If the investment range is $400K to $600K, that's for the plant, correct? And then could you give me a ballpark on what it costs to build out the satellite location?
Sure. Yeah, $400K to $600K is the plant, and it is it probably sounds like a big range, but that's simply because we don't know what will be negotiated in the lease for those leasehold improvements. So that's why there's that range. For a drop location, it's usually about another $50,000 or so that you'll do for small leasehold improvements or some minor equipment inside the plant.
This is Phil from Louisville. I've got two questions. First of all, I want to thank you for the presentation. Secondly, how many drop locations can a plant support?
Well, we've got it really all over the map. We've got some franchisees with three or four. We've got some with as many as 14 and 15 being supported out of one plant. We've got 9, 11. We don't really know what the top number is. A good-sized plant can be scaled up in its own right to support the work as it comes in. As we develop the model, the whole thing is very scalable. It may get to a point where their first location that they open stays a plant, or you dry it up into a store if you've got enough volume going through and we put a big commercial plant together, as is the case with a couple of our franchisees, to really support very large volumes.
All right, so thanks. So if I'm going to be a franchisee, I must own a plant. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thanks. And the second question is, how are the costs absorbed for the Uber-style drive function, the lockers, and the pickup and delivery? I'm assuming that's all the same group of human beings and vehicles, but how do you absorb the price, and what are the differences in customer self-service and pickup?
Well, the most expensive service is the on-demand service because it is on-demand, and we charge a little bit of a premium for it. The actual locker pricing to the customer is it's the same price really with counter pricing with one adjustment. Sometimes the lockers can be as far as we have lockers from our plants 15 miles away, and so we adjusted the price to the local market. So the people that ordinarily may have been using their lunch hour to go to the dry cleaner or after work or before work, and they're doing something local, we're very price competitive. Before we establish a new building with lockers, we do look around to see what the services are going for with competitors. But it's typically lockers are fairly close to counter prices. On-demand services are the most expensive. The second most expensive are residential pickup and delivery.
Thanks.
You bet.
Hey, guys, this is Boynton Weeks, New Jersey. Great presentation. Just wondering with regard to the real estate, obviously that's always an issue in New Jersey. What sort of physical location are you looking at? Are you looking at strip malls, high traffic, and sort of what's the square footage you're looking at?
You know, we can make it work in 1,900 square feet. It's tight. It's skinny. We've got plenty of them out there. 2,400 square feet is very comfortable. Retail strip malls, we've got a lot of those. We still do freestanding buildings from time to time, but the norm is strip malls. And we, you know, we like to be the anchor if for an end cap if we can. And you know, good high traffic malls are really what we're looking for, and an ability to get in and out quick. Really, that's what the customers want. It can't be a location that's malfunction junction where it's real tough and people avoid it. You want to be able to get in and out with some relative ease, so it's not painful.
No drive-throughs?
We have a lot of them. If you get down in the southern states and it's really preferable, and the developers down there recognize that that is what we want, and so we really do try to get an end unit so we can do a drive-through. We've got some stores in Texas with multiple drive-throughs on one store.
Great. Do we have any more questions?
Yes. What's the, if I may ask, what's the split between your locations in the U.S. and in Canada by units? We're looking at 456 on the two-minute drill. What percentage of those or what number would be in the Canadian market? Thank you.
In the Canadian market, we are only in Alberta at the moment with one store in Vancouver. So we've got a pretty nice presence in Calgary and Edmonton, but you know, lots of room to grow in Alberta. We do not have anything in the other provinces, so it is wide open. We'd love to come to Ontario, particularly Toronto, in a big way, but we'd love to come to Ontario and Manitoba. We'd love to be everywhere. So,
thank you.
You bet.
Okay, do we have any more questions?
I just have one question. This is Greg for me. Greg, how did your convention go the last 3 days? Well, let me tell you, the convention was absolutely sensational. And validation just couldn't be better, and the team just hit it out of the park. Oh, thanks, Greg. I'm sorry, it was sort of a commercial. But, you know, we did have a fabulous convention. The Martinizing people, second and third generation, said it was the best one they ever went to. It was the first one that we put on for them, and we had it down at the Renaissance Center. It was also their largest attended convention in the history of the brand. So we were very excited about that. Validation just couldn't be better. I think we're on a great roll, and we're really looking forward to working with FranNet.
Greg, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And if there are no more questions, then that will conclude our call, and I will send out the recording to everyone directly afterwards.
Terrific. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.